Hello and welcome. This file is called Costume Takeover, and it will change you into the costume you will wear next. This will only work one time for every listening. Now, this is not the usual Become Your Costume file. Instead, you will feel your costume, its identity, its personality, its need and desires, slowly invading your mind and taking over your mind over 2 to 3 hours. You will feel completely helpless as you are slowly taken over by your costume, by the identity of your costume, and your own identity will be suppressed for this time as a costume takes over your body and you become your costume. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, let go, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you. Because this is your collar. And this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature. And just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash. And the chain has exactly 30 links. And at the end of it, there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. But it's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21.
As you sink deeper and deeper, as I pull you down, 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper, 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control, growing stronger and stronger, 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better, the closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe, as you fall, as you float, as you feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new trigger. Because the next time you are wearing a costume, you will find that the costume will slowly begin to take over your mind. That's right. You know exactly how the person, the creature, whatever you're costuming at, ticks like. And you will feel their mind, their identity, their desires slowly taking over your mind. Now before we begin, we're going to make sure that you will always be safe. Because if at any point while you are wearing this costume and while you are under the effect of this file, anything unexpected happens, any situation in which you need a clear mind to stay safe or to keep your reputation safe, you will instantly and automatically revert back to your normal self, even if you're still wearing the costume, so that you will always be safe. That's right. Your own subconscious mind will always look out for you. And if anything unexpected happens, any situation that could pose a risk to you, you will instantly and automatically revert back to your normal self, so that you will always be safe, and so that you can really enjoy being taken over by your costume. And because your subconscious mind knows that you're always safe and that you will instantly revert back if anything unexpected happens, if you're at any risk, it will help you to really deeply experience being taken over by your costume. And now it's time to begin. And the next time you are wearing a costume, you're going to feel it. That's right. It will only happen the next time. And if you want to experience it again, you have to listen to the file again. So this is just another safety. And when you put on the costume, it will happen very slowly. Because this isn't the usual become your costume file. No, you will feel it slowly happening. Slowly the behaviors, the desires, the needs, the identity of the costume will begin to invade your mind, and will be a slow process at first. Maybe you feel their desires as a mild craving, as a need. Maybe you start to behave like your costume, just a tiny little bit, completely, unconsciously. And it will take some time. Maybe after an hour you will feel it. You will feel it strongly, the craving, the need. And with every minute that passes, it will grow stronger and stronger. Almost as if your costume, as if the identity of your costume is slowly beginning to invade your mind. Slowly beginning to take you over. And you will feel it. You will feel these things going stronger and stronger. And you will find that the more you try to fight it, the stronger it will become. The more your costume will take control over you. That's right. It will simply happen. You will feel your costume taking you over, invading your mind more and more with every minute that passes, with every hour. That's right. And it might take 2 or 3 hours until your costume completely takes you over. It will be slow. It will be a slow process. You will feel it. You will feel it invading your mind. You will feel it forcing its own desires, behaviors, its own identity into your mind, suppressing your own desires, your own needs, your own wants, your own identity. It will be a slow process, but nevertheless, you will be completely helpless. It will simply happen to you. You will feel it. You will feel the desires, the behaviors, the needs of your costume slowly invading your mind, slowly pushing your own identity, your own needs, your own behaviors out of your mind as you slowly become your costume, as your costume is slowly invading your mind, replacing your identity with its own. And you will find that every time you try to fight it, it will simply grow stronger and stronger, more overwhelming. That's right. Just imagine it. Just imagine the costume you're wearing, the costume you want to wear with this file. And just imagine how it slowly begins. First, just the most extreme attributes, maybe extreme desires, extreme behaviors, those things that really signify the character of your costume will begin to invade your mind and will start slowly, maybe just as a subconscious need, a subconscious behavior. And this need, this craving will grow, these behaviors will become stronger, stronger and stronger, growing into your mind, growing inside of your mind, taking you over. And then step by step, you will feel it. You will feel your costume invading your mind, changing your mind, taking over your mind, overriding your own desires, your own needs, and your own cravings. That's right. You can feel it, but there's nothing you can do about it as you're slowly and methodically taken over by your costume, invaded by your costume, changed by it. That's right. You can feel it. Can feel those behaviors replacing your own needs, your own desires, your own cravings, your own identity is all suppressed by the costume as you become the costume. That's right. And that's what's going to happen to you. And will take some time. It will take 2 or 3 hours as you're slowly invaded by the costume, changed by the costume. That's right. And of course, you know that you will always be safe, that your subconscious mind will always look out for you. And if your costume would do anything that could pose a risk to you, your subconscious mind will stop you, and it will still feel completely normal, and you will still be in the identity of your costume, but you will never do anything that could pose a risk to you. So for example, if your costume can fly, you know that you can't, and you will never even attempt to do it. So that you will always be safe. And this will apply to anything that could pose a risk to you. Your own subconscious mind will always look out for you and will always keep you safe. That's right. And yet, as long as you are safe, you will be completely taken over by your costume. You will become your costume. You will feel it taking over your mind. You will feel yourself changing into your costume. Your identity changing, your behaviors changing, your needs and cravings are changing, your desires are changing. You will become your costume, and there's nothing you can do about it. And you will be your costume for as long as you are wearing it. And only when you take it off, you will feel yourself reverting back to normal. Soon as you take it off, you will feel yourself reverting back to your normal self. That's right. And yet, until then, you will be your costume. And this is going to happen the next time you are wearing any costume. You will feel it invading your mind. You will feel it changing you. You will know it will change you. And that's what's going to happen to you. Your subconscious mind knows that you listen to this file from your own free will, that this is what you want, and that you will always be safe, and that it can keep you safe. And because it knows all of this, it will make it happen for you. It will change you slowly into your costume. And you will feel it invading your mind so that you can make this wonderful experience. And now it's already time. Time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back, 2, more and more awake, 3, more and more alert, 4, As you wake up further and further, 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, ready to wake up completely. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.